This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Risnall. The big item on the docket tomorrow at the Supreme Court of the United States is a long-awaited oral argument on whether the Trump administration can add a citizenship question to the 2020 census, now just about a year away. Most of us know the census as the once every 10-year headcount of who's here, data that's used for congressional redistricting and for deciding where a whole boatload of federal money winds up. But businesses, from retailers to banks to hospitals, use that information as well. In the pages of the New York Times today, in fact, the CEO of Nielsen, the ratings people, called census data foundational. Marketplace's Jack Stewart takes a look at why.
Nielsen Global Media's bread and butter is tracking audience numbers for TV shows and figuring out what people buy. Christine Pierce heads up the company's data science and says they're not the only industry that needs an accurate count of how many people are in each household and things like how old they are.
Many different businesses use this information in ways that people may not even understand or know.
The census is where it all begins.
Brian Wallace is from the Coin Laundry Association. Case in point, he says a young business owner who wants to open a laundromat needs information such as, are there a lot of renters in apartment buildings around?
We would utilize the demographic data culled from the census to help us determine things like where are the best locations.
Same applies for hospitals, cell phone towers, and factories. Stephen Ruggles at the University of Minnesota.
Walmart just doesn't go build a store where there's no people. There's got to be a certain number of people within a certain distance and that sort of thing.
He points out there are other sources of information, like the American Community Survey, but they're all much smaller in scope. Christine Pierce says the 10-year census is the benchmark for good population science, and businesses need everyone participating to make a reliable data set.
It's going to make all of our lives a heck of a lot harder if we don't have an accurate census count. There's just no replacement for a good census count.
She says the impacts of getting it wrong could last a decade, right up until the next census. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.